Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Yes, in America, in Donald Trump's orbit, if you are employed by that man, then it is wise not to get comfortable. Don't take your jacket off, because you're going to be shown the door within moments of you entering your own office. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent, joins me live from Washington, D.C. He's just fired his lawyer, hasn't he, Simon?
Yes, he's fired one of his lawyers, definitely the nuttiest member of the team that presented a press conference on Thursday, in which they advanced the notion that a massive global conspiracy was behind President Trump's defeat at the presidential election, that the whole thing had been rigged by a global conspiracy involving, and this was the claim that was made on Thursday, Joe Biden, George Soros, Antifa, the Clinton Foundation, and Venezuela. They, we were told on Thursday, by three lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, and Sidney Powell, the woman who has been defenestrated tonight. They were the forces that came together to ensure that Joe Biden won the presidential election and that the presidency was being stolen from President Trump. Over the weekend, Sidney Powell gave a whole host of additional interviews, and the conspiracy widened. In her telling, it included the Department of Justice, the CIA. It also included elected Republican officials in Georgia, including the Republican governor of Georgia, whom she accused, without presenting any evidence to support the accusation, of course, of having accepted bribes from the manufacturer of the voting machines that were used in Georgia. She claimed that thousands of people were involved in the conspiracy to rig the election and prevent the president from winning. She said that the voting machines themselves at certain points had shut down because they had been so overwhelmed by the size of Donald Trump's landslide in the election earlier this month that the machines' algorithms simply couldn't handle the numbers. It was almost as though you or I had picked up a pocket calculator and typed in 9,999,999 and then added another vote just to see if the calculator could take it or not. The voting machines had collapsed. The algorithm had collapsed because they simply couldn't imagine that so many people were voting for Donald Trump.
But did she say anything strange apart from that?
Well, she went further, because when she was then asked, on a conservative-leaning news channel, by the way, because who else would put her on the air, when she was then asked why she had not managed to produce one document, one piece of evidence to back up any of these claims, she argued that the problem was that there was just so much evidence, so voluminous was the evidence of this conspiracy, that it was taking a long time to process, but that it absolutely would be delivered into the hands of the courts over the course of the next few days. Well, all of this apparently has been too much, even for President Trump. And so Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis themselves, let's be honest, pegging the credibility meter over the last few days, have put out a statement tonight saying Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She is not a member of the Trump legal team. She is also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity. Now, note the use of the present tense there, because she certainly was a member of his legal team when they held that unhinged press conference on Thursday. You'll have seen the pictures of Rudy Giuliani's hair dye.
Yeah, he looked like he was melting, like a wax candle.
I mean, there were various people on Twitter saying the lies were oozing out of his body. It was, in fact, the hair dye. She definitely was on his legal team then, because he was tweeting about how proud he was that she was part of the team that defined itself as an elite strike force team, a team that so far has lost 34 separate cases in courtrooms all over the country and counting.
It's like the legal team for the Adams family.
It's much more Keystone Cops than Delta Force. There's no question about that. But now, you see, we're left with all sorts of questions. I mean, so is the conspiracy limited to Joe Biden, Antifa, the Clinton Foundation, Soros and Venezuela as it was laid out on Thursday? What was the straw that broke the camel's back? Was it the claim that it was the CIA and the Department of Justice and elected Republicans in Georgia that were part of this? Is that untrue?
Well,
did she not go far enough? Maybe she should have said Lord Lucan and Mohammed Al-Fayed. I'm not clear.
I think she missed out Bill Gates. But was the problem perhaps that she picked the fight and lost with a man called Tucker Carlson, who, if you aren't familiar with him, he is one of these comment hosts on Fox News, who has been, over the past 4 years, the chief Trump flag waver and has essentially put a megaphone up to Trump's mouth and just magnified everything that Donald Trump has said. There has been no more loyal man in American media for Donald Trump than Tucker Carlson, who, weirdly, has just pivoted 180 degrees to the point that the Fox News fans, Donald Trump's fans, are now calling him a traitor and that he should, there's all sorts of things on Twitter that I can't repeat on the air. But so this Sidney Powell, this bizarre. Is she actually a lawyer? I'll assume that she is.
She is a lawyer, yeah. Right, she's a former federal prosecutor.
Is she really?
Yeah, stunningly. but a known supporter of QAnon and a known QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Right.
She's backed many of their conspiracy theories in the past. And, you know, Donald Trump was absolutely clinging to her like a barnacle last week.
So is it that she picked a fight and lost with Donald Trump's favorite TV host, Tucker Carlson?
Well, I think it certainly was problematic for her when Tucker Carlson on Thursday night bailed on the whole conspiracy theory, because he explained to his audience that he had been talking to Sidney Powell and asking her where the evidence was, and she got very irate and told Fox News to stop calling her and told Tucker Carlson's program to stop calling her. So Tucker Carlson then called the White House and said, has Sidney Powell provided you with any evidence to support these claims? And White House officials said no, she had not. So at that point, Tucker Carlson, recognizing that he was out on a very long limb of a tree, decided that the best thing to do was to crawl back, and so completely bailed on her. I think the other problem that she had was this allegation about the Republican governor of Georgia accepting bribes from the manufacturers of the voting machines. I mean, first of all, in any normal country, that would be a libelous, slanderous accusation. I mean, if the libel and slander laws here were tougher, he would have had a real legal opportunity to take her on.
It's not a normal country, though, is it?
It's not. It's definitely not a normal country tonight. But let's not forget that we've got these two critical runoff elections for the U.S. Senate in Georgia in January,
on which depends whether Joe Biden will actually be able to get anything done over there.
Anything done at all.
Yeah.
Exactly, because if the Republicans manage to win them both, they'll retain a majority in the Senate. So in a sense, the last thing anyone in the Republican Party wants right now is internal warfare within the Republican Party in Georgia with the Republican governor of the state on the receiving end of these wild allegations for which there's no evidence whatsoever. Maybe that did her in.
Do you think that there is a change in the approach of Fox News? Essentially, has Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News, now left the Trump camp?
Well, I think that Fox News has got a problem. And I mean, in the interests of full disclosure, Nick, I should say that on many occasions in the past, I have actually worked for Fox News. Haven't done it for several years, but I used to provide Fox with a lot of international content myself. And Fox News has always had difficulties in moments of presidential transitions. So when you're pivoting, as they now have to, away from a Trump presidency and towards a Biden presidency, that raises huge questions for the direction of some of the opinion-led programs on Fox News, which, as you know, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, the late-night opinion hosts here in primetime on Fox News, are very close personally to President Donald Trump. So Fox has got to figure out how it retains its audience and its business, because Fox News is a huge piece of the entire Murdoch business empire's profit base. How does it do that in an environment in which Donald Trump, which really, you know, the goose that laid the golden egg over the last 4 years for Fox News, and prior to that when he was running for the presidency, is to some extent going to disappear from the scene, and you are going to see a battle royal for the future of the Republican Party. So I think they're definitely positioning themselves for that, but equally there are all of these other conservative news channels out there, Newsmax, OAN, which is a complete propaganda outlet here in the United States, that are only too eager to appeal to Donald Trump's supporters and try and peel that audience away from Fox News. So there's definitely a big media story coming in terms of where Fox positions itself and whether it's able to hang on to the audience that is loyal to Donald Trump as opposed to the audience that is loyal to the Republican Party. And that's all going to work its way out over the next few months as Joe Biden takes over here, because he is going to take over here, even though Donald Trump and his legal team, his elite strike force, still seem to think they've got some avenue for turning this thing round.
It doesn't get boring, does it?
Never does, Nick.
Thanks a lot. That's Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent from Washington, D.C. This is LBC.